prepared in a new pair of Tommy John underwear. Because when you're wearing Tommy John underwear, you're just that much more comfortable. That's why Tommy John does not have customers. They have fanatics. Over hundreds of thousands of fanatics and counting, who after 13 years and tens of thousands of five-star reviews call Tommy John the most comfortable underwear ever. Because with dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 13 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John underwear. And 95% of women love Tommy John dreamily soft loungewear as a gift. And I'm telling you, you'll be covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So go get 20% off right now your first order at TommyJohn.com/Charlie. That's TommyJohn.com/Charlie. See site for details.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Peloton is recalling its treadmills. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Peloton received 72 reports of adults, children, pets, or other items, such as exercise balls, being pulled under the rear of the treadmill. One child died following such an incident, and 29 others suffered cuts, broken bones, and other injuries. Peloton is best known for its stationary bikes, but it introduced the treadmill about 3 years ago and now calls it the Tread Plus. It costs more than $4,200. Those who own the treadmill can get a full refund from Peloton by November 6 of next year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney is clinging to her post as party leaders are lining up behind an heir apparent for her job.
Former President Trump became the latest to do just that. He issued a statement giving his complete and total endorsement for New York GOP Representative Elise Stefanik. Number 2 House GOP leader Steve Scalise is also backing Stefanik. Their endorsements signal that the fallout over Congresswoman Cheney's repeated clashes with Mr. Trump were becoming too much for her to overcome. A secret ballot vote by House Republicans on replacing Cheney could come as early as next week.
Congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Former President Donald Trump won't return to Facebook, at least not yet. 4 months after Facebook suspended Trump's accounts, having concluded that he incited violence leading to the deadly January 6th Capitol riot, the company's quasi-independent oversight board upheld the bans. But it told Facebook to specify how long they could last, saying that an indefinite ban on the former president was unreasonable. The ruling, which gives Facebook 6 months to comply, effectively postpones any possible Trump reinstatement and puts the onus for that decision squarely back on the company. On Wall Street, the Dow by 97 points, the NASDAQ dropped 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Zookie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The state has $586 million more to spend. The Nevada Economic Forum reports state tax revenues for the 2 years will be much higher than the forecast in December, thanks to a robust rebound due to vaccinations and federal stimulus money. The found money means state lawmakers will have nearly $9.1 billion to work with over the next 2 years. That's about $400 million more than the governor's proposed budget from January. Rooms at Caesars Entertainment's Las Vegas properties are filling up fast. Company officials report occupancy rates at its Strip properties reached 84% in April, with weekends forecast to be sold out for the foreseeable future. The company expects business to continue to grow as vaccinations continue and group business returns. Remember, the World of Concrete is scheduled to be the first major convention to return. That will be in June. MGM Resorts has resubmitted plans for Raiders tailgate events at the Luxor, which the Clark County Commission will consider in tonight's meeting. Plans call for a 130,000-square-foot parking lot on the southeast corner of the Luxor to host temporary outdoor events and structures. Fans would then walk over less than a mile, the Hacienda Bridge, to go to game day and to the tailgate party.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch out for a crash right now. Just happened. Interstate 15 northbound. It's north of Gene around mile marker 16. Traffic is very slow due to scattered debris in that area, so look out for that. 15 north at mile marker 16. Also reduce speeds on Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, hump day, Cinco de Mayo, and the day that John Means of the Baltimore Orioles pitched a no-hitter. Baltimore beats Seattle by a score of 6-0, and it was masterful. It didn't walk anybody. And he was really, really good. Tell you what let's do. Let's check in with my buddy Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And so much to talk about. You know, we've gone through the first 100 days. We've got the Economic Forum had some good news for all of us here in Nevada. I don't know what it will mean to us ultimately, but let's bring in Chuck Muth. Chuck, how you doing, my friend?
Well, Kevin, as a native from Baltimore, I'm almost sad that I'm still boycotting Major League Baseball and missed that game. I would have probably enjoyed that.
Yeah. He was. I watched a couple of innings, and he was really, really good. Let me just ask you. I mentioned the Economic Forum. First of all, explain who the Economic Forum is. I think most people probably don't know what the significance of this thing is.
It's a group of people with a strong financial background that look at all the various revenue sources, tax revenue sources from around the state, property taxes, sales taxes, gaming taxes, and their job is to predict how much tax revenue the state will have to spend over the next 2 years, and they set that cap. Okay, you can spend up to this amount of money, and that's where the governor and the legislature have to work from.
Is the Economic Forum always right? Are there times when they say you can spend $600 million, but only $400 million came in?
You know, I don't know that they've nailed it 100% of the time, but overall, the impressions that I've gotten is that they're closer to being right than not, and I would have to suggest that this group of individuals with their backgrounds is probably far better to judge such things than the legislators that we have to deal with up there. So it's kind of nice that the Economic Forum gives them an allowance that they're allowed to spend.
And they're being given an allowance of $586 million more than was estimated in December. Do we know how the legislature is going to spend this extra money?
Yes, quickly. that's exactly.
You're probably right.
This money is already burning a hole in their pockets. Our friend Assemblywoman Annie Black went on the floor of the Assembly today and compared them to kids in the candy store. And it is a shame. It's nice that you've got that extra money, but we shouldn't be spending it. If you remember, Kevin, last summer, I believe it was the July special session of the legislature, the governor and the legislature drained the rainy day fund to put towards patching up the holes that were in the budget due to the Sisolak shutdown. What they ought to do with that money is to put it back in the rainy day fund, not spend it. But unfortunately, the Democrats are in control up there, and I would guess they're probably going to spend every last dime of it before all is said and done.
Now, I'm just curious, there is obviously a lot of things that they'd like to spend money on. I know the Republicans had kind of an attitude of, we'd like to put a lot of this money towards one-time investments that don't have any out years to it. Is that what the Democrats are doing too?
Well, that's the fiscally responsible thing to do because this $568 million, that's a one-time thing for right now. But the blue state bailout money that's coming to all the states from Congress, which I believe Nevada's estimated to get $4.5 billion over the next few years, that's one-time funds. I mean, that money was given to the states supposedly to help alleviate problems that they experienced during the COVID shutdowns. The Republicans, to the best of my knowledge, their big push for was to spend $40 million of that to fix the absolute debacle that is the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, or DETR as we call it in short. That DETR has been an absolute disaster. There are people who filed for unemployment over a year ago who still haven't gotten their benefits. And if you need to invest $40 million of one-time funds to try to upgrade their computers or whatever they need to do to fix this problem, that's a good use of the money. Putting it into ongoing social welfare programs, when the money runs out, then the Nevada taxpayers are going to have to make up that difference. So it would be insane to use these one-time funds for ongoing programs, but that doesn't mean that the insanity of the Democrat-controlled legislature won't do it.
I'm curious, because this would be a great way to siphon off some of that $586 million and siphon some of that off for opportunity scholarships, for maybe ESAs. Are you hearing anything? I've been hearing that that Republicans are trying to bargain with the Democrats and that they might try and work a bargain relative to ESAs, to at least get some funding for ESAs in this next biennium. Are you hearing any of that?
I have not heard that, and of course the devil would always be in the details, and I would be awfully suspicious of any such deal, because if the bargain is you give us $60 million, let's say, for education savings accounts, then we will go along with raising taxes here. Well, we've got all this extra money. The last thing we should be doing is raising taxes on anybody for anything right now. Including the mining industry, which is the big push that the Democrats are putting on right now. So if that's the bargain that some Republican leaders are looking at, that, okay, we'll support raising taxes on mining if you support education savings accounts, I'd have a real hard time going along with that. It's just not necessary. They should be putting that money into the education savings account program.
Do you see anything happening with opportunity scholarships, though? I mean, a program that's already underway.
Well, it is, but the Democrats have trimmed it back, if not tried to totally eliminate it. And we get back to that problem again that we started with, Kevin, using the blue state bailout money or this one-time infusion or extra windfall that we have. Opportunity scholarships and education savings accounts are ongoing programs. What you do not want to do is to get the money that would fund those programs for a year, 2 years, even 3 years, and then the money dries up, and then you've got people who have been sending their kids to a private school or an alternative school. Then all of a sudden the money's not there, and now they got to pull their kids out of that private school and put them back into the old public school that they tried to leave. So they really need to find a way to make this program, both programs, permanent in the budget, not something that's funded just with short-term funds.
Again, the president of Citizen Outreach, Chuck Muth, joining us, and we are now less than 4 weeks remaining in the 81st Nevada Legislature. What happens in these final 4 weeks? You've been an eyewitness to a whole lot of really strange stuff in the final weeks.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know what strange stuff we're going to find this time, because the Democrats have complete control of the legislature as well as the governor's office, and whatever bills that they want to have passed, they've got the numbers to pass them, with the exception of the tax hikes, in which case they would need a two-thirds supermajority, which they don't have by party registration right now. That's not to say they can't peel off, you know, two or three Republicans here and there to give them the two-thirds supermajority, and I never trust these Republicans to hold the line on that sort of thing. But, you know, they can get whatever they want. I think the last surprise was this Canizero care, is what they're calling it, trying to come up with a public option for health care again. That, you know, there could be some surprise like that still yet to come, but it looks like maybe Canizero care is just going to be the big one that we're going to have to watch out for between now and the end of the session.
Yeah, it's SB 420. It had a hearing yesterday. And a part of it is it would require insurance carriers, to essentially provide for a public option. And it would expand Medicaid eligibility. There are all kinds of things that are in this bill. What do you know about this SB 420, and why would it be bad for the rest of us?
Well, I know that years ago, when Brian Sandoval was governor, he expanded Medicaid because he was getting all this money initially from the federal government, and then that dropped each year. You know, the state got less and less, and the state taxpayers had to pick up the difference. And we're now at a point now where Medicaid could very well break the budget, bankrupt the state if we continue expanding the way we have. And that's exactly what this public option would do. Look, supposedly, that's what Obamacare was supposed to fix years ago. And if that didn't work, then doubling down and trying to create a Nevada version of something that didn't work doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
And what happens, though, here's what I fear, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this, that if the carriers are by and large going to pay for this expansion, not the general coffers, the general fund, then that means that at some point we're going to get charged more in premiums and deductibles and all of that kind of stuff, that ultimately we're going to be the ones that end up paying for it.
Well, bingo. That's exactly the part that everybody keeps missing on all kinds of stuff that goes on in Carson City. There's another one up there right now where they want to try to, it's called the Netflix tax. They want to charge a tax on digital downloads. And it's the brick-and-mortar stores are saying, well, that's the only way that, you know, we can fairly compete against the online folks. The difference is, it's not the online companies that are paying it. It's you and me and your listeners and my readers who are going to be paying that tax. And unfortunately, too many voters don't recognize that. And it's the same thing with this insurance carriers picking up the public option. You're absolutely right, Kevin. They're going to raise their rates. They're going to reduce coverage or raise deductibles, which means you and I are going to end up paying for it. The insurance carriers aren't going to just eat that. There's no way they're going to do that. So you're right. You and I are going to be paying for it, just as you and I are going to be paying for, if they do this $15 per hour minimum wage, you increase that minimum wage, that means everybody else that's getting paid higher right now is going to want their wages raised. And the only way that an employer can offset that is to pass it on to you and me, the consumer.
More from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. At a time when we need less government regulation, one Republican wants more regulation. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall, Chuck Muth, alongside the president of Citizen Outreach. And I know you over the years have been critical of a Northern Nevada legislator by the name of Ben Kiekheffer. He is a Republican, but he's not terribly conservative. And now in the latest Muth's Truths, Chuck goes after Ben Kiekheffer relative to more regulation for esports. What the hell is going on up there?
Yeah, not a conservative is putting it mildly. I wouldn't even say he's a moderate Republican. He is a very liberal Republican. He's probably in the wrong party, and he's been doing this for over a decade to Republicans. He is one of the Republicans who voted for the largest tax increase in history back in 2015. He's also the guy behind the idea of turning Nevada's elections into California elections with these, quote, it's called a jungle primary, where only the top two vote getters go to the general, which means in the primary, even if there's a Republican in a race and two Democrats, if the two Democrats get higher, then the two Democrats go to the general instead of having a Republican alternative in the general election. It's just an absolutely ludicrous idea, and he's filled with ludicrous ideas like that. And this new one with esports. Suddenly, he believes that the government needs to get involved in regulating e-sport competitions in the state of Nevada. And I can't think of anything worse than the government getting involved in anything else than what we've already got. When you look at what's happened with the government involved in business over the past year with COVID, it's just a really dumb idea at the absolute worst time. The interesting thing is, when he introduced the idea, Kevin, back in February, he said, "No, I have industry support. Just hang on. We're working this out. This is what they want." Well, the bill finally got dropped, and this week we found out that no, the industry doesn't want the government involved in this. They want to just be left alone. And I wish that the senator would just do that and leave them alone.
So why doesn't James Settlemyer, or can James Settlemyer, who is, I guess, one of the senior leadership in the state Senate, can't they rein Ben Kiekheffer in?
Probably not. It's the really unfortunate thing about the state Senate caucus. I think it's 9 members now, isn't it? 12 to 9, I think. And most of them are moderates to liberal, like Ben Kiekheffer, especially Senator Heidi Gansert, also up there from Reno. I would say Senator Settlemyer, Senator Ira Hansen, and to a lesser extent, Senator Gokachia, are probably the three somewhat conservative members of that caucus. And the new one, Senator Carrie Black, I would put her, she's definitely more conservative than the rest of them. But the majority of them like this go along to get along and let's make a deal, and I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. The problem with that is, time and time again, The Democrats end up getting the gold mine, and Republicans get the shaft. All we get are table scraps in those kind of deals.
What happens in the final 4 weeks, inside of 4 weeks? What does your crystal ball tell you? Are we going to get all these bad bills passed and signed?
We probably won't get all of them passed. There are a handful that we're most concerned with, like the gun bill. It's already...